Welcome back to the Tim Cavey Show. I'm sitting here in the living room of my beloved uncle and aunt, Uncle Dave and Aunt Ruth, and they are located in Abbotsford, British Columbia. And I'm here, we're being served coffee. Thank you very much, Aunt Ruth. And I'm actually sitting here as well with an additional relative. How can I describe her? She is my cousin's daughter. What does that make? Does that make her my second cousin? Okay, hello, second cousin. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm hoping your parents will be okay with first name. Can you tell us your first name?
Lily.
All right. Good morning, Lily. And how is your year going so far?
It has gone pretty well.
The first few hours?
Yes.
All right. Well, welcome to 2022. And let's talk about horses, shall we?
Sure.
You have a passion for horses. Tell us what's behind that. What's going on there?
Well, I've actually liked horses my whole life, but I started taking lessons in February 10th, maybe? Actually, on my birthday. I got lessons for my birthday, and I ride English and Western, if you know what that means. And I have ridden two horses in my lessons, and I am...
What are their names?
Jordan and Reba. I ride Jordan right now.
Okay, and describe their attitudes. How does Jordan behave?
Jordan, he is pretty lazy.
Oh, Jordan.
You have to really get him to move. But he's a very good horse, and he has a bit of an attitude. He's picky about who rides him. And Reba, she is sassy, and she's a good beginner's pony. But she, yeah, as I said, she is sassy sometimes.
Okay. All right. So Jordan and Reba. And I'm thinking about all the listeners out there who, Lily, sometimes we feel fear about things that don't feel comfortable. Did you have any fear that you had to work your way through when you first started riding these huge animals?
Yes, I did. When I first did a canter, I was so close to falling off.
Oh,
what's a canter?
Yeah, tell us. I think I know, but tell us what a canter is.
If you know what a gallop is, it's just a bit slower than that.
So maybe a half gallop.
Yes.
Okay. And what's been an amazing experience that you've had on Jordan or Reba or some other horse?
Well, my amazing experience this year on Jordan was when I jumped for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Wow. And how do you make a horse jump?
It's very complicated. So it all depends if the horse really is a natural born jumper, if the horse likes to jump or not. This horse, I was not actually expecting to jump. My trainer surprised me. And this horse that I was riding, he's not that much of a jumper. So I really had to work with him to get him to go over the jump because he was refusing it a lot and dodging it. And I know my friend fell off once when her horse she was riding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it takes a lot of work.
Let's shift gears a little bit. Still thinking about challenge and new achievements. You've got this wide open year in front of you. You're in middle school. We don't have to say exactly where, I think, but what is one goal or dream that you have for 2022?
Wow, I actually haven't thought of that very much. Okay. I need to give it some thought.
Okay, no problem.
If it's still going to be related to horses, my goal would probably be to step up a bit and jump higher and ride new horses and stuff.
Wow. Would you say you're getting close to the level of taming a wild bronco?
No.
Okay, that's maybe for next year or something like that. All right. And what is one thing you look forward to? You've got 6 months of school ahead of you. What's one thing that you look forward to in school? Or to Similar question, what's one area of school that brings you joy and passion?
I really like English, language arts, and writing stories. Me and my friends always write stories together. And I just really like it. It's very fun.
When you're writing stories with your friends and collaborating, do you use Google Docs for that? Or do you use Microsoft Word?
Yes, okay. I use Microsoft Word. Okay. That's what I use to write them.
So good. And you're a noted YouTube publisher. I'd like to come back to that. But have you published any stories anywhere?
Not yet.
Okay. Fair enough. And let's start to wrap up with just a little bit of conversation around YouTube. So a lot of people are afraid of YouTube. Grandpa here has done some YouTube stuff, and so have I. What led you to want to start to create content instead of just consuming and watching?
Well, I have watched YouTube since I was little, watching toy videos, and yeah. I've always wanted to have a YouTube channel. So my dad used to film me playing with my toys when I was like 5, and I actually just started again before my birthday, and it has been an amazing experience.
That I cannot say how much I admire that, because I think you're building all kinds of creative skills and editing, and you're also you're also building your courage, because you're saying, I'm going to share this with the world, even if there are some rude people out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so good. And okay, well, I'm not sure where else to go with that. But Lily, this has been an absolute pleasure. I want to wish you the very best in 2022.
You too.
Thank you.